I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a partly cloudy sky. It's 45 degrees. Halftime now. The Utes lead Colorado 14-6. KSL's top story. If you're looking for that new iPhone or Samsung Galaxy, you might be out of luck this Black Friday. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson explains.
Here's an example of how long the delay has become for electronics retailers. Dan Young with PC Laptops tells KSL he placed some orders half a year ago, and they just got those shipments a few days back. On one hand, this was great for his brick-and-mortar stores, saying it's been one of the best Black Fridays for him in decades. But on the other hand, he says there's not a lot of hope that retailers will get more supplies in time for Christmas.
Another problem, scalpers are walking into computer stores to buy as many things as they can to sell online for double the price. Well, I found all of this to be true after I got this great idea yesterday to build my own computer, like a fun hobby. I started looking online for parts, and trust me, everything worth having is sold out or jacked up. It's actually cheaper to buy something off the rack. KSL News Time 3:31. Are shoppers out there chasing doorbusters this afternoon? One way to tell if people are plowing through the malls, elbows out, is by consulting with Ricky Meese in the traffic center. So are you seeing busy traffic around the malls, or is this just the chill Black Friday that comes before Cyber Monday?
A little bit of both. Now, in previous years, we've always seen a very specific pattern, a very light traffic pattern for Black Friday, at least on the freeways. But where traffic is often heavier than normal are the parking lots for malls, shopping centers, and big box stores. And that's where we often hear about fender benders, parking dings, even crashes involving pedestrians, shoppers who are out to grab those deals. With Black Friday deals and shopping in advance this year, we haven't seen as many issues in those parking lots, with one exception, and that's been in Murray, where traffic has been really bogged down both directions of State Street around Fashion Place Mall, but overall pretty quiet in most of the other areas. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. And 10-15 miles an hour in those mall parking lots, seriously. You know, I mentioned Cyber Monday a moment ago, which is one of the top shopping days of the year. It's also a good time for scammers to take advantage of online shoppers. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta explains what to look for to avoid
Better Business
being scammed.
Bureau President Jane Rupp said that with Cyber Monday around the corner, online shoppers should be on the lookout for phishing scams and false websites. She also says scammers have gotten craftier when coming up with new ways to steal information.
Especially this year, there are a lot of counterfeits out there, so people really need to watch out for those and false websites, a lot of that is out there.
Some tips from the BBB include shopping from trustworthy and secure sites and using a credit card instead of a debit card because they offer more protection. Rupp also recommends not using Apple Pay or Green Dot cards. Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
If you shop online, be aware of a problem that might leave you wondering, what happened to that package I ordered? A local shipping fulfillment company says the post office, the U.S. post office, is recycling tracking numbers. That can be bad news. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
This is according to president of Rockigator, Randall Pinson, who tells us some clients of his are telling him that notices of packages they just ordered for delivery are coming back as already delivered. Randall says if you get one of those notices, then it is possible that you got a tracking number that's been recycled.
You know, the probability is their package is likely going to get to them regardless. The headache is the experience, I think.
He says he's reached out to the post office and they are not commenting directly. The recycled tracking numbers are exclusive, he says, of the U.S. Postal Service and not anything to do with UPS, FedEx, or other private shipping companies. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A petition has started to keep the Owlet smart sock on the market just days after the FDA ordered it be pulled. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer reports.
Owlet will no longer sell the product, but has plans to seek the authorization the FDA says it needs. The FDA ordered the product be removed because it should be classified as a medical device, but it's not. Thousands of people are signing on to the petition saying the sock that monitors a baby's heart rate, oxygen levels, and sleep trends is an essential tool for parents and how they care for their babies. Some of those who signed the petition say the FDA's order is disingenuous, and the sock allowed them to find and monitor deathly heart conditions in their babies. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
The petition on change.org has nearly 75,000 signatures. Our top national story, Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has apologized after insinuating that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was mistaken as a terrorist at the Capitol. Boebert said in a video while addressing a group that she was in an open elevator and noticed an alarmed Capitol Police officer running to get in.
And he's reaching, and I'm like, the door's shutting. Like, I can't open it. Like, what's happening? I look to my left, and there she is. Ilhan Omar. Oops. And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine.
Congresswoman Omar took to Twitter asking House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi to take appropriate action against Boebert. KSL News Time 3:36. Back to Ricky Meese. Quick check on traffic. I'm not expecting much here.
Freeways look good. Riverdale Road, though, spots of busy traffic, and it could be either direction around some of the business districts between I-15 and Savers. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
While you get set for the leftovers for dinner, we're going to be back with My Minute of News in just a moment on KSL. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.